Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 19, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. CIB Egypt augments its banking infrastructure with IBM's AI. Commercial International Bank Egypt, CIB, Egypt has selected IBM's technology to integrate existing and new services from its business operations. Yonder extends partnership with GoCardless. UK-based credit card company Yonder has extended its collaboration with bank payments company GoCardless through the integration of variable recurring payments, VRPs. Xero partners with Flinks. Xero has partnered with Flinks to give small businesses in Canada and the US secure access to more than 20 direct bank connections and transaction data. Neonomics partners with Ping Payments. Neonomics has announced its partnership with Ping Payments in order to optimize the expansion and development of open banking services across the Nordics. CSI acquires Hawthorne River. CSI has acquired Hawthorne River, which offers a single-platform loan origination system, LOS, purpose-built for community banks. Citigroup delays the launch of its China Investment Bank. Citigroup has announced a delay in its strategy of developing a wholly owned securities business in China in order to comply with the country's data laws. Mitsubishi UFJ to acquire Link Group. Japan-based Mitsubishi UFJ has announced its plans to acquire Australian pension administration company Link Group in a US$802.7 million deal. Fingerprints supports Thales's fourth-gen biometric payment card. Fingerprint Cards AB has played an important role in the development of the new generation of Thales Gemalto biometric payment card. American Express upgrades to SafeKey 2. U.S.-based integrated payments company American Express has announced expanding card member and merchant protection by upgrading to SafeKey EMV 3D Secure 2.3. Revolut plans to suspend some of its UK crypto services. UK-based financial super app Revolut is planning to suspend some of its cryptocurrency services in the UK due to recently introduced rules. Non-sweeping VRP set for Phase 1 UK rollout in Q3 2024. Financial regulators in the UK have agreed plans for a Phase 1 rollout of non-sweeping variable recurring payments, VRP, by the third quarter of 2024, in a significant boost to open banking. Volt and Echo partner to help shoppers remove plastic from the ocean. Real-time payments platform Volt has teamed up with sustainability fintech Echo to help retailers and their customers support the removal of plastic bottles from the ocean. DOJ cracks down on fraudsters using microtransactions. The U.S. Department of Justice is cracking down on fraud networks that steal money from consumer bank accounts and then use microtransactions to hide their activity. Santander bids to clamp down on Facebook Marketplace scams. Banco Santander is to stop bank transfers for Facebook Marketplace payments in cases where a customer has not seen the item in person. Fingerprints supports Thales fourth-generation biometric payment card. Fingerprint Cards AB, Fingerprints, has been deeply involved in the development of the new generation of Thales Gemalto biometric payment card, which is ready for global volume mass deployment. Payble Bank's $3.5 million investment. Payble, a leading provider of payments workflow and customer engagement software, today announced it has closed a $3.5 million funding round led by OIF Ventures. Paysera Bank opens its doors in Georgia. Paysera Georgia, a member of the Paysera Group, has commenced operations with the opening of its inaugural bank branch in Tbilisi. Neonomics selected by Ping Payments for open banking services expansion across the Nordics. Neonomics, a leading open banking technology company, announces its new partnership with Ping Payments, an innovative Swedish payment provider specializing in payment solutions for platforms, SaaS businesses and marketplaces. JCB commences largest contactless deployment in the UK to date. JCB International Company, Limited, the international operations subsidiary of JCB Company, Limited, today announced an extension of its collaboration with global financial technology leader FIS, NYSE, FIS, and its merchant solutions business, WorldPay from FIS, to enable JCB contactless for its UK merchants in the largest JCB contactless deployment in the UK to date. Unlimit hires ex-Burberry, ex-Adyen sales chief Colin Neal. Unlimit, the global fintech company, announced today Colin Neal as its new global chief sales officer. Mintos launches personalized ETF portfolios for retail investors. Mintos, a leading multi-asset platform providing a unique mix of alternative and traditional investment options, is pleased to announce the addition of ETFs to its offering, just weeks after the successful launch of high-yield fractional bonds. U.S. court approves CFTC settlement against Binance and $2.7 billion penalty. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today announced the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois has approved the previously announced settlement and entered a consent order of permanent injunction, civil monetary penalty, and equitable relief against Changpeng Zhao and his company's Binance Holdings Limited, Binance Holdings, i.e., Limited, and Binance Services, Holdings Limited, together, Binance. Davy Capital Markets deploys Torstone post-trade platform. Torstone Technology, a leading SaaS platform for post-trade securities and derivatives processing, is pleased to announce that Davy Capital Markets, Ireland's leading capital markets firm and a member of the Bank of Ireland Group, has gone live on the Torstone post-trade platform. Digital Token Identifier Foundation to display risk metrics from DLC Distributed Ledger Consulting. The Digital Token Identifier Foundation, DTIF, created by e-trading software, ETS, to provide ISO standard identifiers for digital assets based on open data principles, today announced an agreement with DLC Distributed Ledger Consulting to display a crypto risk metrics score on digital token identifiers, DTIs, for the most commonly traded tokens. Leonteq acquires a stake in the Swiss stock exchange BX Swiss. BX Swiss has an additional shareholder. The leading financial services company Leonteq has acquired a 10% stake in the Swiss stock exchange. What's driving the future of payments? With new data standard formats taking hold, ISO 20022, and customers increasingly expecting real-time payments, this is a critical time for banks to modernize their processes. Increasing speed and convenience for customers while implementing cost reductions isn't easy to do, but that's what banks should aim for in the coming year. During a recent Payments Journal webinar, Stuart Bain, Senior Vice President of Product Management at Alacrity, and Brian Riley, Director of Credit and a Co-Head of Payments at Javelin Strategy and Research, delved into the current trends in loan payments, the influence of credit card debt and consolidation in the market, and what bankers should consider in 2024 as they modernize their payments. Pressures affecting credit usage amid lingering inflationary concerns, widespread talks of a gloomy retail season have emerged. Emirates NBD and Hub 71 to accelerate fintech innovation. UAE-based banking group Emirates NBD has partnered with growth enabler Hub 71 to provide modern fintech solutions and advanced banking services to consumers. Constellation partners with Pulsate. U.S.-based digital banking services provider Constellation has partnered with Pulsate to deliver improved relationship banking capabilities through the mobile channel for its users. Volt partners with Echo. Global real-time payments platform Volt has partnered with embedded sustainability fintech Echo in order to support the removal of plastic bottles from the ocean. JCB extends partnership with WorldPay from FIS. Japan-based JCB has announced the extension of its partnership with WorldPay from FIS to provide JCB contactless for its UK merchants. Liberty Travel partners with Affirm to streamline travel payments. US-based travel arrangements company Liberty Travel has partnered with Affirm to support the flexibility of travel payments. Fundbot secures $1.5 million United States dollars seed funding round. France-based fintech startup Fundbot has raised $1.5 million United States dollars in seed funding to significantly expand in the MENA region. MTech pilots Web3-based digital cash infrastructure solution with Bank of Ghana. Central banking infrastructure company, MTech, has delivered a 12-week CBDC hackathon as a pilot for the Bank of Ghana. MDOTM appoints former Goldman and MSCI exec Peter Zangari as head of Americas. MDOTM Limited, the global provider of AI-driven investment solutions for banks, insurance, asset and wealth management companies, announces the appointment of former GSAM's Risk and Quantitative Portfolio Management Executive and MSCI's Global Head of Research and Product Development, Peter J. Zangari, as partner and head of Americas. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.